Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay. Today is March 2nd, 2020.
Wow. We're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of the news media and the direction of your day to one that's focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy podcast.
So by subscribing, listening to, reading, and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, then 100,000, then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so here are today's top solutions.
All right, well, Luxembourg introduces free public transportation nationwide. Luxembourg achieved a major global milestone this week as it became the first country on Earth to make public transportation free nationwide. The initiative is an effort to encourage citizens and the country's 214,000 daily foreign commuters to use more environmentally friendly methods of transportation. Public transportation was already free on Saturdays in Luxembourg, but now anyone visiting or living in the country can hop on a bus, train, or tram for free any day of the week. Tickets previously accounted for 41 million euros in annual revenue, which will now be covered by tax revenue in the national budget. The small country has high numbers of business travelers and visitors, so we'll also establish a, quote, park and ride system, where travelers can conveniently and affordably park their vehicles at the border and then take advantage of free public transportation options. Unfortunately, tickets will still need to be purchased when train and bus lines cross the border into neighboring Belgium, Germany, and France. But this kind of trend in public transport is a great first step to moving away from individualized personal vehicles and making transportation ever more sustainable.
I imagine, Christy, that that probably has a positive impact on the cost as well, because you're not having to service roads.
Right.
There's going to be less infrastructure.
The infrastructure costs will go down. The personal fuel costs will go down. Also dealing with smog and other kinds of
environmental effects that are
really even less tangible than just the cost of maintaining the roadways.
Count me in.
I love it.
Yeah, people listening to podcasts too.
Oh yeah,
right.
Because
you're
yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Digital media in general.
Exactly. Our second solution today is Ohio schools offer mindfulness sessions to help kids improve their behaviors. As far as after-school detention goes, being forced to sit in a room against one's will for an hour rarely promotes the personal reflection that leads to any behavioral change. An alternative would be to allow students to get in touch with their senses, their calm, their emotions. And that is exactly what Yellow Springs High, along with nearby McKinney Middle School, are doing by offering an after-school mindfulness practice led by an expert. 30 minutes after classes end each Monday, students are guided by a certified instructor to take a quiet moment to calm their emotions and focus on stillness, being present, and increasing awareness of themselves and their school environment. Along with mindfulness classes every Monday, Yellow Springs High offers yoga classes in the school library every Wednesday. Collectively, these emotional reset sessions sit at the heart of a new Ohio statewide education initiative encouraging schools and teachers to offer mindfulness training to students. Entitled Each Child, Our Future, Ohio's new plan aims to offer resources to create well-rounded and capable young people. With a focus on social-emotional learning, the program intends to strengthen kids' capabilities of understanding and managing emotions, establish and maintain positive relationships, and make responsible decisions.
That's beautiful. I love it, and I think we should do more of that. I think we should have that kind of training in every school across the country.
Yes. Mandatory.
Mandatory.
Agreed.
All right. Our next solution today. scientists have found a new, safe, and efficient way of producing hydrogen. Production of hydrogen fuel is a key goal towards the development of sustainable energy practices, but this process does not have feasible methods yet, with it currently being excessively high energy and water intensive. Now, a team from the Tokyo University of Science believes that it's found a novel technique of using a special type of rust and light to speed up hydrogen production from organic waste, a finding that might revolutionize the clean energy industry. Using the light from a mercury xenon lamp, a water methanol solution, and a specific form of rust as the catalyst, the research team found themselves producing 25 times more hydrogen than previous titanium dioxide techniques. As an added benefit, something about this particular form of rust seems to help stop the hydrogen gas from recoupling with the oxygen in the container, allowing easier separation and heading off a potentially explosive hazard. The researchers are now working on tweaking the process, which could potentially smoothen the transition towards a greener energy industry.
I think that's really fascinating, and if you're interested in learning more about the science behind that, please go to theoptimistdaily.com and look up this article, Scientists Have Found a New Safe and Efficient Way of Producing Hydrogen, and check out our source materials so you can learn more about the science behind the solution. Now, our next solution today, I'm getting all the parenting stories today.
Oh, hey. It's in the feed.
It's in the air. I must have a new baby. This one is, parents can now compost baby diapers through this subscription service. And as a new mom, I can tell you, this is huge. Disposable diapers, though a blessing for convenience, have been a blight on the environment. In the United States alone, an average of 20 billion disposable diapers are tossed into the trash annually, and they take about 500 years to decompose. Reading that, I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Now parents have another option, shipping their babies' dirty diapers off to be composted, as long as they get them from diaper subscription company Diaper. That's D-Y-P-E-R. Diaper has teamed up with TerraCycle to launch its ReDiaper program, through which subscribers can send back their soiled diapers in provided bags and specially designed boxes that meet United Nations hazmat shipping standards. When the box is full, parents can download a prepaid shipping label from TerraCycle's website, ship it away, and the diapers will end up at a TerraCycle distribution center, then industrial composting facilities that TerraCycle partners with, and ultimately be turned into compost used for things like vegetation on highway medians. The ReDiaper program is a new addition to Diaper's subscription model, which first launched in 2018 and offers at-home delivery of bamboo diapers without chlorine, latex, alcohol, perfumes, PVC, lotion, and the chemicals tributylin or phthalates. They're also free of ink, as they don't have any patterns printed on them. Since its start, Diaper has said bamboo diapers can be composted at home as long as they don't contain any fecal matter, and you don't use that compost for food gardens. After speaking with parents, however, Diaper realized this isn't feasible for all parents, especially those living in apartments with no access to compost. With the new ReDiaper program, the brand hopes to have found an easy way for people to start composting dirty diapers. I'm fascinated by this solution, but I also want to make sure those diapers work.
Sure, yeah, got to make sure they're not, without the plastic and the latex, they stay on and keep everything
exactly.
in, right?
Exactly.
But it is a great solution.
I love this
solution.
Step.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a great solution, and the thing that's nice about it is part of the reason people use the disposable diapers is because of convenience. And so if you have to make a whole new step about doing some complicated way of composting them and you have to go spend time in your garden, I mean, I don't think that works for a lot of people.
No, especially not new parents. I think solutions
as simple as possible.
Exactly. This
is the only way.
Only way
we're going to get those dirty diapers out of the landfills of the cities around the world.
Feeling terribly guilty right now.
All right. Well, our final solution for today is a story about how research on wilderness and shows how vital that is for our urban spaces. Well, taking a walk through the woods, going camping, or even just stepping outside for a deep breath of fresh air reminds us of the restorative feeling that comes with time spent outdoors. We at The Optimist Daily talk a lot about the mental and physical benefits of time spent in nature. Now, researchers at the University of Washington School of Environmental and Forest Sciences have found that wilderness, specifically in urban areas, is profoundly important for human well-being. The research team focused on Discovery Park in Seattle surveyed several hundred park goers and asked them to submit written summaries of meaningful interactions that they had with nature. After reading the submissions, researchers found a pattern of nature language that began to emerge. Outdoor explorers who encountered wilderness features such as old-growth trees, large open spaces, expansive vistas, and removal from civilization experienced more profound outdoor experiences than those in less wild spaces, such as paved paths. When comparing the language used to describe various experiences, those had in true wilderness were explained more passionately and more descriptively. Elizabeth Lev, a graduate student involved in the project, says the wilder areas in an urban park seem to be affording more benefits to people, and their most meaningful interactions depend on those relatively wild features. Well, we all know that nature is a mood and health booster. The evidence of that this type of nature is also vitally important for one's outdoor experiences is instrumental support for the fight to preserve truly wild areas in our world, even in our most urban spaces.
Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com, and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. There's nothing more critical right now. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.